So far, there have been no delays in barge traffic on the river, but barge operators and businessmen like Kent Peeler are keeping a close eye on the spill. Peeler is the CEO of Brennan Marine, a company that provides service to barges in the port of La Crosse. He says if the oil spill worsens, vessels may have to be decontaminated before entering the port of New Orleans. Peeler says that may cause traffic delays of up to 2 weeks or more on the river.
Of course, if that were to happen, it would definitely have an impact on rates northbound and southbound.
For example, Peeler says the cost to move corn by barge from La Crosse to New Orleans may increase from its current rate of roughly 60 cents a bushel. However, he says rates are already low as a result of the recession. Peeler says he doesn't expect river cargo to move to rail if the situation worsens.
The rail just does not have capacity for the amount of tonnage that we move by barge. Rail has its own inefficiencies and challenges already, and you can't just shift all of this cargo to rail.
Larry Chambers is a petty officer with the U.S. Coast Guard, working in Robert, Louisiana as a part of the multi-government agency effort to address the spill. Chambers says there are 30 decontamination centers located within the port of New Orleans and just off the Gulf Coast to spray down any ships covered in oil.
Currently, the port remains open, and they've only decontaminated one vessel, and that was offshore. It was outbound, and it actually anchored in the oil.
Chambers says the Coast Guard doesn't anticipate any slowing of ship movements up and down the river. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.